Farmers are beginning to see new types of lending operations that might help them improve their overall financial plan. Hello, I'm Larry Lee with Managing for Profit on Brownfield, brought to you by Ram Trucks. Plow through the snow this holiday season with the power and the durability of a Ram truck. Ram Trucks built to serve. Bill York with Farm Op Capital talks about a type of loan that's common in other businesses, but is just getting off the ground in agriculture. Next on Managing for Profit. Bill York is an ag economist and CEO of Farm Op Capital and tells Brownfield, lenders like him focus only on operating loans.
It's a unique structure to agriculture. It's not unique outside of agriculture to have project-type financing, which looks only at the project. And we look at each crop as a project, and we value the farmer's ability to produce that crop and do it efficiently. We think they should have an equally efficient lender that can provide competitive advance rate that allow them to maximize their purchasing power in how they plan and manage their business.
York says working in this niche market is complementary to other ag lenders and gives farmers a new option for obtaining operating capital.
Or the higher interest rate solutions, or they are forced to change how they operate and reduce their efficiency in terms of operations. It's not the optimize. They're not optimizing their operation. We're here to fill that gap.
York tells Brownfield that while farmers have evolved, much of ag finance has not.
Lending has tended to be focused on holding assets, real estate, and equipment. We want to provide an additional funding source, a complementary funding source for those operators that have demonstrated they can grow a crop and be exclusively based on their ability to produce the crop.
And York says using this new ag lending option might allow farmers to restructure some existing operating loan debt and save money.
Our interest rates are going to vary depending on the type of operation, but as we look at our funding source compared to what's happening now, especially for those borrowers that are getting a portion of their loan from their primary lender. They may have a little bit of working capital. They may go to their input supplier to get some funding. When you start looking at the all-in finance costs for those operations, it gets to be quite expensive and takes away the flexibility of that farmer. We think by consolidating that, working with the farmer and working with their primary lender, we can provide a better solution.
So with lenders like him treating each crop as a project, York says they will be looking closely at how the farmer runs the business and raises crops. So a good business plan, including crop insurance and a marketing plan, are very important. I'm Larry Lee with Managing for Profit, brought to you by Ram Trucks, built to serve.